for a day of the storm. It's alright now, I've seen the sun dawning. It's early morning plus the rain ain't falling. Got blue skies, white cloud, that's where I'm walking. Cause it's too nice to lie down, I'm out and exploring. No gully with the rand, he just brains that are storming. On some peaceful endeavors, if it's life without pressure. So I still take the cess to the chest and breathe deep. Let live life blessed 100% easy. Never pay another month's rent in a teepee. That's how I want it to be, do you hear me? Never pay another bill, making the fire when chill. Drinking from the river and penning my lyric with a quill. Still gotta make a kill. Put the chicken to the grill, survival of the fittest is living and that's the fucking deal. Rep for the love, big up Mother Earth on the real. Still make moves to build but always find time to chill. Watching suns down, be through the hype now. Sit back, relax, enjoy the lifestyle. And just live as one under the sun. New chapter to our lives, the change has been done. I said, watching suns down, be through the hype now. Sit back, relax, enjoy the lifestyle. Just live as one under the sun. New chapter to our lives, the change has been done. Yeah. Change has been done. Change has been done.
So what is it then? Well, it's an experience. And I maintain it's the most intense experience you can have this side of the yawning grave. Here's what happens when you allow it to pass through the blood-brain barrier of your own alchemical vessel, which is your body. There is a sense as though all the air in the room been sucked out. All the colors brighten. This is that increase in visual acuity. All edges become sharp. Distant things stand out in their clarity. You feel a sense of anesthesia seeping through your body. You close your eyes and you see a floral pattern rotating in space, usually yellow-orange. This membrane-like thing, this chrysanthemum, will actually part, and there is a sound like the crumpling of a plastic bread wrapper or the crackling of flame. A friend of mine says this is the radio intellecty of your soul exiting through the anterior fontanelle at the top of your head. And then there's this impression of transition. It's as though there were a series of tunnels or chambers that you are tumbling down, being propelled by some kind of muscle behind you that is pushing you, and then you're propelled into the next space, and then the next, and then you are there. Where is there? It's underground. How you know this, you cannot say, but there is an irreconcilable sense of enormous mass surrounding you. In other words, you are underground. You're at the center of a mountain or something, and you're in a room which aficionados call the dome, and people will ask each other, did you see the dome? Were you there? What arrests my attention is the fact that this space is inhabited, that the immediate impression as you break into it is there is a cheer. My immediate impression is that they are welcoming. You go to that place with all your groceries. You're there, and you're there thinking, Jesus H. fucking Christ, what is this? What is it? and there, because, and you're thinking, you know, I must be dead. I've done it this time. I must be dead. And so you know, you think heart, yes, heart, pulse, yes. And meanwhile, these things are literally in your face. And what they do is they jump into your chest and then they jump out again. And what they're doing, and this is the point, I think, what they're doing is they are singing.